From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
And welcome to the Disc Golf News for the week of June 14. I'm Brian Sullivan. Glad you've been enjoying the show. Hope you've been telling your friends, posting links on your websites, and putting notices in your newsletters that PDGA Radio is here each and every week. Coming up this time, results from the Greater Peoria Open, and we'll get a preview of this weekend's upcoming national tour event, the Discraft Great Lakes Open. And if we could stick a microphone into your brain during a high-pressure round of disc golf, what kind of thoughts would we hear? Sports psychologist Dr. Betsy Schoenfeld is here this week to help us examine the positive and negative aspects of self-talk. It is the Disc Golf News from the PDGA, and it's brought to you this and every week by Discovering the World. You can discover them at dtworld.com.
Disc golfing should be inexpensive and fun. Discovering the World wants nothing more than to help you have fun. They offer a wide variety of disc golf and PDGA products. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Orders ship within 24 hours, and there's a retail location open 7 days a week to deal with you personally. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com to see the full selection available now from Discovering the World.
The big shooters were in Peoria, Illinois this past weekend for the Peoria Frisbee Club's Greater Peoria Open. Results right now, beginning with the Masters Division, where Brad Hammack is back on top of this game. Only master to finish under par for the tournament. He wins this one by 11 over Rod Fritz and Robert Sparks. To the Women's Division, where Carrie Burwalker showed she actually is human. She was leading by 3 going into the third round, but she stumbles big time. Des Redding comes and takes this one by 8. Burwalker second place. Leslie Herndon takes third. Now to the Open Division, where world champ Barry Schultz was the uber disc golfer. This guy may have shot the finest tournament of disc golf thus far this year. Every round in the 40s, and two of those rounds, he was the only player to do so. He just crushes, annihilates the entire field, wins this one by 10. Stevie Brinster of New Jersey puts in a valiant effort, but just cannot keep up with Schultz. He finishes in second place. Cameron Todd won back of him in third. Now, when you're running a tournament, it can be frustrating to miss these super fine performances. Just ask tournament director Wilbur Wallace.
I wish I could have watched him like for that final 9. I was too busy. But everybody said he was just making perfect shot after perfect shot.
Occasionally, we ask sports psychologist Dr. Betsy Schoenfeld of Western Kentucky University to join us on the show and help us dissect the finer points of the mental game. This week, Dr. Betsy helps us to dissect the positive and negative aspects of self-talk.
Dr. Betsy Schoenfeld, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's good to be back.
Our topic this time is self-talk. So I think we probably ought to begin, even though it may seem obvious, begin by defining what self-talk is.
Okay, well, we constantly talk to ourselves, whether we realize it or not. Now, most of us don't do this out loud, but we're continually thinking and evaluating our situation. And psychologists call this self-talk. It's what we're saying to ourselves about the situation and things that we're involved with. And we find that it's a very important influence on our behavior.
And how does it affect our success or failure out on the disc golf course?
Well, self-talk is one of the key things that leads to confidence. Confidence is really the result of two things. One, really hanging on to and benefiting from our successful experiences, and letting go or de-emphasizing our less successful experiences. And what we find when we participate in disc golf or any other sport is that inevitably we're going to have setbacks, obstacles, and disappointments, and we have to respond to those. And what we tell ourselves about those situations is a very important influence on our self-confidence. If we treat these setbacks as temporary and atypical, then we're going to be much more confident. If we see them as more permanent or more indicative of our true ability, it's going to deflate our confidence and make us less assured of ourselves when we're out there playing.
Let's assume that I am a negative thinker. My self-talk is negative. First of all, let's talk about some of the different negative thoughts I might be having and then how I can correct those.
Okay, well, actually the way you stated that is a real key to some insight in whether or not you're using negative or positive self-talk. If you're in a real tough situation on the golf course, you might think, what do I tell myself? Do I say, gee, this is awful. I can't stand this. I'll never be able to get the disc in from here. This just isn't fair. I'm such a loser. All of those would be negative self-talk, and it usually comes from things such as awfulizing, which is thinking in terms of how bad or tragic the situation is, thinking in terms of absolute. Something is totally a success or totally a failure, or it always happens or it never happens, when in reality things happen in terms of degrees. And also kind of a condemnation of either yourself or others, blaming yourself or blaming others. And this really prevents you from being as successful as you can on the golf course. One way to recognize if you're using negative self-talk is to take a box of paper clips and dump that into your front pocket. Each time you catch yourself saying something negative on the course, transfer a paperclip into your left pocket. Then at the end of the round, see how many paperclips you have in your left pocket. If you've got a handful of paperclips over there, it just kind of illustrates how much negative self-talk is going on. Another technique that some people use to stop negative self-talk is to put a rubber band around their wrist. And each time they catch themselves engaging negative self-talk, they'll pop it, and that little snap will be a clue to snap back into the positive frame of mind. If we can focus on positive self-talk, then it helps build our confidence, helps us focus on success, and it will have a very positive impact on our golf game. So instead of focusing on the negative, which you can't do, what is wrong, we really want to focus on the positive, what we can do, what we want to do, and what is right.
Well, then let me ask this. Say I am in the deepest, darkest rough, and it's just a tragic situation. There's no way I'm going to be able to get par from here. How do I find a positive thought when I'm in that situation?
Well, with positive self-talk, you focus on what you can do, what is right about the situation. And you would acknowledge that it's a difficult shot. This is a difficult shot, but I can make it. You know, I don't like this lie, but I can deal with it. This really is not fair, but again, life is not fair, so I can deal with it. So you kind of have to think in terms of the positive and what you can make happen in that situation, what's right about that situation. If you focus on the negative self-talk, then it leads to poor performance because it causes you to be tentative in your performance. It causes you to hesitate, which is going to cause you to perform poorly, and that's going to lead to further self-doubt, further negative self-talk, and that sometimes results in what we call the downward spiral, where one poor performance leads to another poor performance, and soon you're just immersed in self-doubt and you're unable to play well at all.
And if I find myself in that downward spiral, how can I reverse that?
Well, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to kind of gain some perspective on what's going on the golf course. You know, as people who take sports seriously, we tend to place a lot of emphasis on our sports. But in reality, how important is that? And this is where that awfulizing comes in. If you ask yourself, what is the most awful thing that I can imagine happening, what would you think of? Most people think of some tragic accident where a loved one is hurt or killed. That truly is an awful event. And then you ask yourself, okay, if that's 100% awful, then how would I rate missing this shot in disc golf or losing this hole in match play in disc golf? Well, it just doesn't compare, does it? So even the worst play on the golf course really is not that awful compared to a truly awful event. So we get that perspective, and we save that awfulizing for truly awful events. And then what we can do is to stop this negative self-talk and replace it with positive self-talk. And that's really a three-step process. One, we have to recognize that we're using negative self-talk. As I said, a lot of this happens unconsciously. We don't even realize we're saying these things to ourselves. And once we recognize the negative self-talk, we stop that negative self-talk and we replace it with positive self-talk. You know, what is right about this situation? What can I do in this situation? For example, if it's raining and your disc is wet, it's slippery, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I hate it when it's raining, I can't play well in the rain, instead, practice positive self-talk. Tell yourself, I can play as well in the rain as the next guy, I've got a towel, I can dry off the disc, I can handle this situation. And that kind of positive self-talk is going to be much more effective than the negative self-talk.
Dr. Betsy Schoenfeld, you've been very helpful as always. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
Okay, well, thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Betsy Schoenfeld is kind enough to join us on occasion to talk about the mental game. She's a sports psychologist on the faculty of Western Kentucky University. She spoke to us from her office in Bowling Green. The National Tour is in Ann Arbor, Michigan this weekend for one of the granddaddy events, the Discraft Great Lakes Open. The tournament director is Rob Hauer.
It started in 1982, a real small tournament in the Detroit area, and in 1995 it moved to Hudson Mills, which it's been there ever since.
And who are the defending champs?
The defending champs currently are Barry Schultz last year, won in sudden death over Stevie Rico in the men's open. Juliana Korver last year won the women's open. And Brad Hammack last year won the men's pro masters.
Hudson Mills is considered to be one of the premier disc golf courses in the world. If I'm coming there for the first time, what kind of challenges can I expect?
There's two 24-hole courses, and we tried to lay them out so there's a little bit of everything on the course. You've got tight tunnels, you've got open fairways, you've got right turns, you've got left turns, you got long straightaways, you got very long holes, and you've got short holes. So you pretty much need to throw everything in your bag is what the goal when we were originally designing the courses was.
Rob, what makes the Discraft Great Lakes Open unique on the national tour?
It's really an event. We've got quite a few amenities. The parks really take superb care of the courses, and they're in incredible shape. And also, on Sunday, you'll see huge galleries of people. We get all the clubs and all the many local disc golf players coming out to see the pros and the top people play. Typically, to see the final nine, I've seen 600-700 people lining the fairway to watch them play.
Rob Hauer is tournament director for this weekend's Discraft Great Lakes Open in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And if you're not planning on playing in this event, you may want to just show up anyway, because they are giving away a Discraft Chainstar basket, and it's being given away to spectators only. Oh, how about them apples? Rob spoke to us from his office in Ann Arbor. Well, just in case you can't see Barry Schultz shooting the lights out in Ann Arbor this weekend, there's still lots of things going on June 19th through the 20th, Father's Day weekend. In Charlotte, North Carolina, it's the Points Bonanzas 1 through 4, and in Lubbock, the Big Arms on the Brazos. In Clearwater, it's the Coachman Classic this weekend, and in Newton, PA, the Great Eastern Amateur Cup Pros Meet Not Apply. In Nashville, it's the Vapor Trail this weekend, and in Sweden, it's the Westervik Open. Sumner, Washington, hosting the Riverside Open, and North Dakota hosting both the Badlands Open and the Bismarck Open. In Boise, it's the Boise River Open this weekend, and in Pawpaw, West Virginia, the Morgan County Hoedown, plus the Pickle Open in Sheboygan, and in Des Moines, World's Warm-Ups 3 and 4, plus the Colorado Overalls in Fort Collins, and in Joliet, it's the Illinois State Championships. Plus, the Maui Pro-Am on the Big Island, a bunch more. Check the whole list at pdga.com. And finally this week, imagine yourself playing long, tough, challenging courses with beautiful rolling hills and about 1,000 or so of your favorite disc golf buddies. Well, you may be doing just that this summer at the 2004 PDGA Pro-Am Disc Golf World Championships, August 8th through the 14th in Des Moines, Iowa. The update this week is 470 players registered as of last Friday. And a big important heads up, if you've been sitting on one of those waiting lists wondering if you'll get an invitation, well, that list will be updated this week. Keep your eye on PDGA.com. Find out if you too will be invited to the blowout disc golf party of the year, the 2004 Pro-Am Disc Golf World Championships this summer in Des Moines. You know it's going to be fun. If you were in Michigan in 2000 when the pros and the amps played together, it was a riot. This summer promises to be even better. And that is the Disc Golf News for the week of June 14. Don't forget, this weekend is Father's Day. Go out, buy Dad a crappy old tie, or maybe you just want to make him a picture out of dried macaroni, whatever it is. I'm sure he'll love it. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Please visit our sponsors, Discovering the World. You'll discover them at dtworld.com. Until next week, I hope all y'all keep them in the fairways.